basically, the two sides decided to settle where they were, and each side will pay its own legal bills. That means the district will pay just over $3 million to L.P. Simonelli as the last payment in the $1.3 billion project, and the district gets to spend $11 million, which has been locked in a bank account for years. The attack on the contractor was led by former school board member Carl Palladino, who argued the district had paid way too much money for the project. Board General Counsel Nathaniel Kuzma says the district might sign the legal papers today.
The district is going to pay the remaining $3.1 million that was tied to this project to L.P. Simonelli. That will fully close out the project, and any remaining funds that are left from the project will be able to be redistributed and used by the district.
Kuzma estimates the years of litigation have cost the district around $500,000 in legal fees. He says the district wound up with really fine, state-of-the-art schools over the years of the project in all of its phases. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.